So hello, and welcome. I am so thrilled today. I can't get over the journey that my guest and I have been through together for many years together. And we've helped each other out, and she's helped me, and I hopefully have contributed to her. And it's been this sort of wonderful thing over the years, and she's written best-selling books and created wonderful videos. Welcome, Susan Schatzer, and she is an energetic empowerment expert. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Erica, so much. It is so good to be back with you. Yay!
I mean, our paths have crossed so many different sign of levels, haven't they? As single
Yeah.
moms,
Yeah.
right?
Single moms. Yep. Kids. Kids with
Single
special,
moms.
yep, powers and
Yeah.
abilities and, yeah, and abusive
Narcissistic
husbands,
exes. Yeah.
husbands. Being entrepreneurs and, yeah. Being here to heal the people, the plants, the plets, and the planet.
Well, and one of the things I'm so excited for you is like this. Tell us a little bit about, I don't know why I think I have beach house jealousy, even though I love where I live. But let's tell us a little bit about moving to this, because this has been something you've kind of had in your third eye for quite some time.
Absolutely. I knew that. I had been landlocked since the day I was born. I was born in Massachusetts, and then I moved to Florida. I got hired to be a Walt Disney World dancer. And that's, I met my husband while I was down here. We got married, had my son, got divorced. And in the divorce proceedings, this was in 2006, I wasn't allowed to leave the county. Like I had to stay within Orange County in Florida. So that meant until he was 18, I could not be any other place. So it had been in my heart for the longest time that the beachfront especially was just going to be my happy place. And it was interesting because I had done a friend of mine had a condo, so we did I did 4 nights by myself on New Year's Eve 1 year. And I realized for the first time in my entire life, I had never lived by myself, Erica.
Right? I mean, I haven't lived by myself in a long time,
Yeah,
so I
it
get
was
it. Yeah.
profound thing. Like I'm only reporting to myself, And you know what? I'm a pretty cool part. I'm a cool person. Like I
It's like
myself.
I'm so close to empty nesting.
Yeah, and when you get there, you get this like, wow, like all of a sudden there's, not like a trillion other things that like have to be done or handled or
Oh my gosh,
sorted.
I was thinking about that too. Like, for so many years, because of the children, each week had all these things had to get done. And like, and then I would write between like 9 and 1 or run my business or whatever. But it was like, I had like, basically, I'd get them all at school, and then about 1, 1:15, I'd have to start doing the pickups.
Yes, it's true. It's true. There's just like, and then when that's not a part of your daily routine, like this opening up happens and you realize like you actually have time for yourself all of a sudden. It's like, my goodness, like what would I like to do versus what do I have to do? It was definitely different. So
Perfect.
I realized I liked myself and I liked living by myself. And it's just been a go from there. So I landed right on the beach. I'm oceanfront. It is unbelievably amazing. The ocean like takes everything away. It washes it away. I just sit out on my balcony each night and it's incredible. And I get the full moon and I see the rocket launches from Kennedy Space Center here. And I can also see on the other side of my balcony the Daytona 500. And so they have fireworks and the air show goes over. So I'm just blessed.
That is just so cool. I'm so happy for you. And I you know, it's funny because I remember talking to people when I was going through everything that we went through with our exes, and I remember them saying like, it will get better. But it actually does get better. Like, it actually does improve. Life
We
gets
are,
better.
We're
Yeah.
testaments to that, absolutely, for sure.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about this sort of energetic empowerment, and maybe like if you're working with someone, like what does that look like, and what kinds of things do you help people tackle?
Sure, that is a great question. So I've come to realize that, well, it was interesting recently that my whole life, Erica, so my mom's water broke on August 22nd, and we've even talked about this, and I wasn't born until September 8th. So it's been the running joke in the family, like, if anyone's going to be late, it's going to be Susan because she was late to her birth.
Oh my gosh, Susan, I have to laugh because when my clock when we were going to have this interview, right? I was like, well, I don't know if she'll be on
See? It's still there. So it was so crazy recently, like I'd say like 2, 3 years, I got tapped on the shoulder and Source said, do the math on that. I was like, oh, okay. So I did the math. Do you know that's 18 days? I had no idea. 18 days. And so I was asking my parents about it. And I was born in 1968. So, like the best medical advice back then, the doctor says to my dad, look, every day when you get out of work, take your wife on a bumpy road. Erica, the bumpier, the better, right? Right? So, 10 days goes by. My dad brings my mom back to the doctor, is like, well, doctor, we have taken all the back roads more than once. We still don't have a baby. And so the doctor suggested my mom started, drinking and just relaxing the body and, that kind of a thing. But I still took 8 more days. But it was interesting when I was tapped on the shoulder and I acknowledged the 18 days. I thought to myself, I started asking questions like, well, where was I? Like, what was I doing for 18 days? Like, what was happening? And I had this flashback of being in heaven. At least that's what was shown to me. And I was, having it out with the Lord. God and I'm like, look, I know the rules up here and I'm tapping out. Like, this lifetime, way too much. There's disease, illness, heartache, betrayal. Not doing it. I get to choose. And God was like, Susan, you've got to go. And I was like, no. I'm like,
Oh
you
my
pick. I was like,
gosh.
I know, isn't that crazy? I'm like, there has to be somebody else more qualified than me. I'm like, why me? Can you imagine arguing
This
with
is,
God?
well, this is a hardship planet, and this is a hardship lifetime when you have to be here. I mean, it's very dense. The energies here are very dense. And so it makes sense to me that, like, a light bringer might wonder, but that just, I just love that story that you and
So
God were having a conversation.
we were, and he was so calm, and I was so not having it. And I said, well, why me? And he opens his arms, Erica, and he makes them really wide, and there's all these twinkling lights in there. And I'm like, oh, what's that? And he's like, those are all the souls waiting for you to go to Earth because you're going to be interacting with them, and they're waiting for you to support them on their soul's evolution. And you can't wait. I was like,
Wow.
oh, mission
Oh my
impossible.
gosh. So you're probably, I'm probably one of those little lights.
Right? Like, wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Because you've helped me over the years. I mean, we've written together and produced books together, and they've been bestsellers together, and we've learned from each other. So that's really wonderful, Susan. That is an amazing story. And then what do you think finally made you say yes?
Well, it was sort of described to me that, I couldn't wait. Like, I think I'll just wait a little longer till like it's lighter on the planet. Like, their consciousness is, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing. Like, just not so right now. And he said, yeah, you really like you can't wait because they're going to miss out on their soul's evolution. Like, you're part of their soul's evolution, and they're here. So they're doing their part, and it's like you get to do your part within this process. So I said, all right, I'll go. I'll go. I'll do it. So I did,
Wow.
kicking and screaming, that I slid down the amnesia tunnel through birth
Wow.
8 days later. And here I
Wow.
am.
That's
Yeah,
amazing.
18 days. Never did the math. Isn't that crazy?
Well, it really comes back to one of the things that we've been saying for a really long time, which is being a question, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like
Yep.
instead of being a woe is me, which
Yeah.
I think it's hard for people as the world goes through war and the world has all these issues and there's darkness and there's weird leaders and right. I mean, we're on the planet at a time during it, what feels like a lot of extreme change. From our birth to now, there's been like digital revolution. It's just
Radical. In every field
radical.
except the education, which is so interesting to me.
Oh my gosh, I know. Well, my daughter was in university for a short while, and I had gone to University of California many years back. And basically, it didn't feel like anything had changed. Her
Exactly.
core, even like my other daughter, she's in college as well. Her psychology course content is almost the same.
Exactly. I was appalled when my son went through, and he's still reading The Grapes of Wrath that I read, and he's still studying Romeo and Juliet. I'm like, there has to be other great authors. There has to be other great literature. It was the same stuff. I'm like, my God, the world has changed so much, but the education has not.
And that's why I just got body chills. And one of the things is like, I really feel like success today can be defined in a lot of different ways. And formal education is really not cutting it.
Exactly. It does not, it has not kept up. I think it's going to be like just dropped pretty much. I'm being called to create a conscious academy. So if you or any of your listeners are excited about that, we should get in touch. And it's going to transform the education. It's going to put the power back in the kids. It's going to keep them connected to their bodies, because their bodies are more conscious than they are. It's going to start even, in vitro, in utero, in vitro. I mean, in utero, in how we communicate, with babies and whatnot. Because Erica, when we were born, we were taught the colors. We didn't actually come in. Like, we came in as babies reading energy. Like, we could tell when parents were upset. We could tell when things were happening. We could tell when we were scared because we were aware as kids. But we were taught colors. And basically, what we were taught is this vibration is red. This vibration is green. This frequency is blue. And you repetitive over and over and over again, you got taught to see within this box of this reality. And you were taught that nothing, like there was nothing else beyond this. And so that's why a lot of people aren't able to see past what we're physically able to see here into the areas of the unseen, unheard, unknown. And that leads to the age of two, when the 2-year-olds are always asking why? Because they know that there's a different possibility available that the adults in their lives like aren't willing to acknowledge. So when they ask to wear their princess dress to school or their Spider-Man costume to church, like let them go. Because
I
they know.
always said, well, here's one thing. I know, like, maybe I just do a shout out to parents who are on the call who might have tuned in today when they don't usually listen to the show, but felt nudged to listen today. And I always listen to my children over their teachers. And
Yes.
my parents never did that. Like, they never, well, I shouldn't say never. Almost never did that. Like it was always the teacher was right. And with my children, I always listened to them carefully. Like I remember one of my kids said, I don't think my teacher likes me. And I said, well, Instead of, oh no, of course they do, right? Of course they do. Of course they like all the kids. I said, well, maybe the teacher doesn't like you, but you still have to succeed, or you still have to get through this, or you still have to complete the assignments. And but I didn't do what my parents did. I actually stopped and I listened to my children and I really asked them to tell me what their experience was.
Yes.
And then I help them navigate through their true experience instead of, I think the more traditional way is to go and see what the teacher says, right? Well, we'll, right? Like,
Yes, the expert. They're seen as the expert.
the
Yep.
expert. But it was like, I know the intelligence of my children. Like, I know my children, right? Like, you can't
Yes.
tell me, I'm with them every day. I'm gonna know them a lot better than someone who has 25 of their little beings. In California, maybe 40. Anyhow,
Yes. Yeah.
that triggered something for me, even though I'm not in that space so much anymore. But that's beautiful. Maybe just tell, since we're kind of on this topic, what advice do you give for parents who are have kids with where there's a big resistance or drama happening at school? And I'm not being very specific, but what are some things you can say to help parents get through this time when maybe their kid isn't cookie cutter, right? Or doesn't
Yeah.
learn the same way as all the other kids, et cetera.
Yeah, my best advice when I work with, I do like conscious parenting, conscious kids, conscious parenting, that the parents allow the kids to be the energy, space, and consciousness that's required. So for instance, when my son says, I don't feel like, school is not like working for me. Okay, tell me more about it. And what does that sh how does that show up for you? And we did. I took him out of the traditional high school. They couldn't keep up with him, put him in virtual school. And that created, I worked from home as well, 24/7. He and I were together. And we did that for 7 years.
Oh
And
my God.
we're
I couldn't
still
do that.
tight.
Yeah.
It's a different style of parenting. It's completely different. It's being willing to acknowledge that you're an infinite being, and so's your child, so's your baby. We're all infinite beings. They're just in a smaller body. They're just haven't developed the language I call limitation, language limitation, that we have today, but they're still an infinite being, and they're still here to choose. And your kids have chosen you. For whatever reason that may be. So you're there to provide them with experiences for their soul's evolution, and they're here to receive those experiences. And you guys have already agreed to it together. So I'm sort of like someone who like sits back and is like, hey, if it's not fun, let's fix it.
Right.
We've done that. Like, and to this day, Eric, I mean, you could totally say I'm a bad parent, but one Christmas, it was one of those Christmases where your kids, they got off of school like on a Friday or something. And then Christmas wasn't till the next Friday. So you had a whole week with your kids, right? Before the Christmas would happen. And so there's not a lot of things that were going on here in Florida, except my family was coming to Florida for Christmas. So they were mailing all of their Christmas presents for my son, Nicholas, ahead of time. So when the boxes would come in, he was, elementary school age, he would open them up for me. Like it was a big thing. But except all these boxes were coming in and I knew what they were. So I would take it and go, oh, we'll open it later. Next thing you know, I put them on top of the washing machine and dryer. I had like a stack up there. And he's just like, can't we just open one of them? I go, yeah, that would be kind of fun. Let's do that. Well, we opened every Christmas present that the family had sent us. Over that week. And not only opened up the box and looked at it, we opened them up and played with them. I kid you not, all week, right? So then it gets close to Christmas and they're going to start to come in. So I said to Nick, I go, okay, Nick, so this is going to be from N Noni and Grampy, which is like his grandparents. And this is from Aunt Julie. And this is from this person, this is from that person. So now we weren't supposed to have done this. So we have to come up with really good, like, surprise faces. Let's practice. So we spent all afternoon one day practicing our surprise faces. And I said, "Oh yeah," I go, "but you got to show it to me in the body too, Nick." And then he'd give me another one and he'd put his hand down this. I go, "Oh, that's good. That's really good." I go, "Check mine out." He goes, "That's good too, Mom." So we did it. We pulled it off. No one knew. It
Oh
was
my gosh.
10 years later, he's graduating from high school. And I said, "You know, remember that Christmas?" He's like, "Yeah, I remember." I go, "Do you think we should tell him now?" We told them and they had no idea. And they thought it was funny. They were like, "Really? You looked so surprised. You looked so excited at it." We were the first and the second time we opened it.
That is a
Father does that,
wonderful
you know?
story, Susan. I love that story. I think we're probably about done with the interview, so why don't you let people know like how they can reach you, how they can find out more?
Great. So you can go to susanschatzer.com. That's the website. And you'll find a button there to book some time with me. And I do 30 minutes, you know, no cost consultation. Let's talk about what's not working for you, what's working for you. And let's see if I can support you in creating a different possibility in your world. Thank you, Erica.
Perfect.
So
Thank
blessed.
you.